This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, we get together with Deb Pollock from Creative Washtenaw, and we explore the creative industries in Washtenaw County and its impact on our quality of life. And Deb, it's always good to talk with you.
It's always good to talk with you too, David. You know, laughter, they say, is the best medicine, right?
Indeed.
I love a good belly laugh that brings tears to my eyes, makes me feel. Ellie Snyder makes people laugh. She's a stand-up comic, and she's our guest. So let's say hello to Ellie.
Ellie Snyder, welcome to Creative Impact and WEMU.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Ellie, you know, I couldn't have written a better intro for you than what I found on your website. It reads, "Hey, I'm Ellie. As a failed music student, I decided to seek out attention in a new way, making strangers laugh in bars." So stand-up comedy is one of the most intimate and intimidating forms of performance out there. How or maybe why did you give up that French horn of yours and your U of M music performance degree to start to do stand-up comedy?
That is a great question. I had so many funny experiences in music school, and when I sort of figured out that maybe performing professionally wasn't in the cards for me, I still wanted to transmit what I learned, but in a funny, accessible way. So that's sort of what got me started.
So does that kind of mean you have a sense of observational humor at the center of what you do?
Definitely. Yeah, I rely really heavily on observational humor. You know, when I go about my day-to-day life, just doing everyday tasks, sometimes I think, like, what is funny about this? Like, what makes this moment special and interesting?
Well, you know, Deb pointed out, she quoted your website, and I want to point out another one because I thought it was perfect. You describe yourself as a bloated comic, flailing writer, made of equal parts adult acne, worries, and bits of pizza crust. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. So you're doing observational humor, but are you also including a lot of self-deprecating humor?
Oh, definitely. I think the best subject to make fun of is yourself. Nobody can get mad at you for making fun of yourself, and you know yourself better than anyone else on the planet.
Yeah, I'm living proof of that for sure.
David, honestly, knowing Ellie and knowing you guys do have that in common. So, Ellie, you know, preparing for and having the courage to pick up a microphone and try to make people laugh, walk us through your very first show. What did it feel like going out on stage and starting that first set?
Yeah, so my first set was at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, which is a really great local comedy venue. And when I was preparing for my first set, I thought to myself, if I mess up, it's not going to be as apparent as I've messed up playing French horn on stage before. So I've got the biggest mistake out of my system.
A little different kind of audience.
Definitely. And they're all drinking.
is that helpful or is that a hindrance?
Oh, it's very helpful. I'm like, all right, they're not going to remember if I screwed up this punchline as long as we get a few more beers.
Now, it must have gone well enough for you to kind of feel good enough about it to want to go on and do it some more. Now, that first show, would you say you killed or you bombed or what did you at least learn from it?
I thought I did pretty well. I got some consistent laughs, even if they were only from my friends. But I didn't know where the light was that flashes to tell you your time is up. So I accidentally ran the clock a little bit, which is a cardinal sin in stand-up.
Oh, yeah. Stage managers hate that.
Oh, yeah.
Creative.
So I learned where it was.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Deb Pollock, my Creative Impact co-host. And our conversation continues with stand-up comic Ellie Snyder.
So, Ellie, as a comic, you are it. You're the talent. You write, you rehearse, you perform, and you're also the talent manager promoting yourself to book those gigs. How well did you do when you started to book yourself? Was it easy or was it a tremendous amount of work?
It was pretty easy. I like definitely booking myself. I always hated group projects in school. I had to create a calendar system to keep my performance dates and my work dates both managed and up to date. But other than that, it was pretty easy and pretty fun.
You know,
she still has that day job.
Well,
I do.
You know, we all have to keep our day jobs when we start any career. In TV shows and movies, there always seems to be a cohort of comics on the circuit. Some seem really friendly and supportive, and others who are rather competitive and cutthroat. And nobody can be more cruel than a comic backstage. So without naming names, what's it really like being on the circuit and hanging out with other comedians?
It's actually awesome. They are my favorite people I've ever met. I've made so many friends. I've never once felt weird or gross. It's been a really great new group of people to get to know.
And Jerry Seinfeld once said that he doesn't even have any interest in talking to anybody who's not a comic because comics so enjoy one another.
He's not wrong.
So, hey, you started your career in 2019, and then March 2020 hit, and a pandemic came along with it. I can't help but think, especially how you are, you do self-deprecate the irony of the fact that you started just when something like this was going to happen. But how has it been since March 2020 for you?
It's been okay. I did some Zoom comedy shows, which are
how hard is that?
Oh, it's fun, but it's also the worst.
And why is it the worst?
Do you get audience feedback?
I actually auto-mute people just because background noise can be really distracting and weird, but I've had my Wi-Fi go out in the middle of a set. That was fun. I did a stand-up on Zoom for my mom on Mother's Day where I wrote 20 mom puns, which she liked.
And Mother's Day is coming up. You're going to have to share those, right?
I know. I was going to say publish those.
Oh, I should.
It can't be easy to build a career when all the stages go dark and you're trying to do comedy on Zoom. There doesn't seem to be much that is funny about the pandemic. However, I don't have a comic mind, and you do. Were you able to find much to observe and prepare new material about the pandemic?
Yeah, I'm actually writing a new bit about my experience baking bread when I spent $20 on ingredients for something I can buy for $2 at the store down my street.
But it occupied your time, didn't it?
It did. It killed 3 hours, and it made me feel good about myself.
Well, Ellie, we sure do look forward to having you make us laugh as soon as those clubs and stages reopen. Thanks so much for giving us a glimpse into your fun life as a stand-up comic.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And just talking to you and all the courage it takes to get up on stage reminds me why I like to be on the radio and can hide from everyone. That is Ellie Snyder, an aspiring stand-up comic who can't wait to get back on the stage, and we can't wait to see her. You can learn more about Ellie on our website. We'll have all the links necessary to get you where you need to go to find everything about her. And Deb Pollock, we'll be back again with another show next week.
Yes, we will, with another Creative Washtenaw guest.
Deb Pollock is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a feature you hear every Tuesday. To learn more about today's guest and topic, again, go to our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.